Début du dialogue 7.
Publishers are having a difficult time at present as books are entering the digital world like music and newspapers before them. So publishers are now faced with the same problems of strategy as the other media. Publishing today is very similar to the music industry some 10 years ago when the industry was totally disoriented.
But I think publishers have learnt from the upheaval that the other media experienced with the digital revolution. Publishers are doing some things right.
Do you really think so?
Yes. When Amazon wanted to boost sales of its Kindle e-reader, it just started selling e-books at a loss, charging under $10 for them. Publishers realised that this was undermining the value of all books, both digital and paper. So the biggest publishers made Amazon accept a system of agency pricing. This means that publishers now set their own prices for e-books and give about 30% of the sale to Amazon.
I'm afraid I'm not convinced that publishers have managed to avoid the difficulties that record companies had. Amazon, for instance, it's got a near monopoly of digital distribution of books. It's just like Apple's control of music downloads. Amazon sells around 65% of e-books in America and perhaps 90% in Britain.
OK, but e-books have several advantages that publishers can benefit from. To start with, publishers can make higher profit margins on e-books because they don't have any of the paper, printing, packaging and distribution costs of traditional books. And with e-books, there aren't any inventory management problems and costs. With traditional paper books, if publishers print too many copies, the bookshops return them to the publishers. What's more, if a publisher isn't certain whether an author will be successful or not, today it doesn't cost them much to try out an ebook to see how readers react.
Maybe, but you're forgetting one important thing, piracy. Ebook files are smaller than a music album. They're even tiny in comparison with a film. You can easily find ebooks on file-sharing websites. Surely you don't think book readers will refuse to get books for nothing.
Piracy is an obvious problem for anything that can be shared via the internet. I just hope that a way will be found of stopping it. In any case, book publishers provide indispensable services and we shouldn't underestimate them. For instance, publishers are like venture capitalists. They advance money to authors so that they can write books that might not be written otherwise.
But I can't help thinking you're ignoring the explosive growth in non-traditional publishing. I'm talking about electronic self-publishing. A writer doesn't need a publisher today. It's easy for anyone now to make a book and deliver it to the audience via the internet without having to go through a middleman. It doesn't take a week to make an e-book available on the internet. And there's a vast audience there. Not to mention the effectiveness of informal marketing via social networks. There are large numbers of authors that use electronic self-publishing. Many are new writers, but some are celebrities and they can make thousands of pounds a month.
But publishers help to guarantee the quality of books. And they don't only pick good books, they also improve them by giving authors expert advice and making sure that the works authors submit are carefully edited by professional copy readers.
I give it to you that there's bad fiction in the self-published e-books market, but don't traditional publishers, large and small, bring out poor quality books too? And doesn't the market sort all that out in the end? And what about the self-published e-books that would have been rejected by traditional publishers? These books can appeal to readers and they can sell thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of copies.
Yes, but self-publishing takes up a lot of the writer's time. As long as an author is involved in self-publishing, he's not writing. Publishers free writers to spend their precious time on what they're best at. Authors are ill-advised to play at being publishers. They should spend their time on what they do best, which is writing. As Hippocrates said, life is short, art is long.
Fin du dialogue 7.